Thank you, Madam President. Mine Action Review welcomes this dedicated plenary on gender mainstreaming. The updates we've heard on the efforts of the gender focal points, the cross-regional statement, and the 12 MSP working paper endorsed by many states. We also align to the statement of the Gender and Diversity Working Group, of which we are co-chair. We welcome the statement of affected state party Lao PDR and would like to hear more updates directly from other affected states too on how they are integrating and mainstreaming gender and diversity into their Mine Action programmes. Mine Action Review's Clearing Cluster Munition Remnants 2024 report, available on our website, includes a separate section on gender and diversity in each cluster munition contaminated country globally. And for state parties to the CCM, we also assess the performance of gender and diversity as one of the 8 criteria we score. This includes collection and publication of the proportion of women in national mine action centres and in clearance operators, including the proportion of women in supervisory and managerial roles, and importantly too, in operational roles. In Lao PDR, Halo Trust has achieved 50% or more women across all elements of its workforce, which is an impressive achievement and demonstrates what is possible. We know there are some excellent initiatives taking place in national mine action programmes to mainstream gender and diversity, as demonstrated by Lao PDR. We encourage affected states to report information on these initiatives in the new Form J of the updated CCM Article 7 Transparency Report, and for other affected state parties to learn from these examples of good practice. However, there is still significant room for improvement in many affected state parties, as demonstrated in the midterm results of the Lausanne Action Plan monitoring. We encourage affected states and their implementing partners to use both the formal monitoring of the Action Plan and Mine Action Review's monitoring to identify the gaps in implementation and strive to put measures in place to address these gaps and strengthen the mainstreaming of gender and diversity between now and the third review conference in 2026. I thank you.